Hey, I'm Alec, and this is
Molly, and you're listening to CFRC.
You gotta say our band name.
Oh, okay.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston,
Ontario.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CFRC. This is Kitchen Sink, and I'm your host, Paige. This is your station for all things groovy, psychedelic, rock and roll, dad rock, grunge rock, everything with the Kitchen Sink. So, guys, I'm really excited for this week. I'm going to start off with some Neil Young because who else heard? He is on Spotify now, is along with my girl, Joni Mitchell. So, if you're a Spotify listener, go listen to Spotify, go listen to Neil Young because I'm sure he's going to be blowing up numbers-wise this week because everyone's been waiting for this. Neil, we were waiting for you to crack because I want to hear you on a regular basis. So, we're going to start off with him and Cinnamon Girl, which I'm really excited for. I normally listen to Neil Young in the summer. I mean, it's a Bob Dylan fall, a Neil Young summer. If we're talking, you know, folky, rocky artists, those are my two for those seasons. They just blend perfectly. And then Joni is definitely a winter. She's definitely a winter girl. I know I talk a lot on the show about seasonal listening, and I think those are my seasonal listens, what I'm going to be thinking about today.
And hey, how's it going? It's me, DJ Fleshwad. Look, all of Paige's episodes of Kitchen Sink are fantastique, A+. But I know that I'm pretty sure now, unfortunately, Paige can't make it to the studio today, which is very sad. But I know I put that episode on before at some point. And so I went ahead and I grabbed another one here so that we can listen to Paige's amazing stuff, but on a slightly different day, so that it's just a little bit more variety for us all. Okay, there we go. Back to Kitchen Sink with Paige, another amazing show on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
101.9 FM. This is Kitchen Sink. I'm your host, Paige, and this is your station for all things groovy, psychedelic, rock and roll, grunge rock, dad rock, anything but the kitchen sink. And I'm here with a very special guest, with Matt from Road Trip.
Hello, Paige.
Hi. So, people listening right now, I don't know if you guys know Road Trip, but do you want to give us a little bit of info? What's Road Trip? What happens there? What's happening with Road Trip?
Sure, yeah. So, thanks so much for having me on this week. As I said, my name is Matt. I am the co-host of a show on Tuesday nights at 9 called Road Trip. And last week when I came in to do my live show, I was walking into the studio and there was this girl sitting at the table. And it was Paige, and I'd never met Paige before. And we talked about music. And
I'm chatty. I'm sure I chatted your ear off.
Yeah, we talked about a lot of stuff. And now we're friends. And now I'm honored to be on the show. But yeah, quickly, my show is with my two friends, Nick and Varun. It's called Road Trip because our theme is each week we pretend that we go somewhere different around the world and we choose an artist from that city. So a couple weeks ago, we went all the way to England. We played Coldplay because they're from Exeter in the UK. We've been down to Australia. We played some Vance Joy. We've been to Kingston.
Wait, Vance Joy is Australian?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I've seen him in concert. It's a little embarrassing that I don't know that.
Well, it's always funny because when people with accents sing, sometimes I feel like they get washed away. And then you hear them in interviews and you pick up on the accents. You know what I mean?
Right. That's so true. Like a lot of British people or like Australian, when they sing, they have this like American
totally
voice. It's weird how singing can do that.
Yeah.
I find that really interesting, actually. I'm going to think about that.
Yeah.
And mull that over.
Yeah. I remember the first time I ever watched an Vance Joy interview, it was like, you hear the Australian accent, it's like, what the heck? But, so yeah, it's like a variety show, and then we also, a couple of us are taking a stand-up comedy course right now, so we've been into this, some comedy clips lately, so we'll play some Canadian comedians on the show too. It is a real variety show, so we do a bit of everything.
What comedians do you play?
So we play a lot of, I don't know if you know who Stuart McLean is.
Yeah.
Okay, so Canadian.
Do you just like clip out some of their stand-up or?
Well, Stuart McLean was a big storyteller and like he had that album, The Vinyl Cafe.
Right.
So we'll play like episodes from The Vinyl Cafe. They're usually 20, 25 minutes long. And like I guess there is the laughing track in the background, but yeah.
That's cool variety. I wanted this to be a variety show, but everybody listening just listens to a lot of bands and me like talking to them. But I think it'd be fun to add a comedy. Maybe I'll do that. That's a great idea. I'm going to be... So today, we're going to do... You just listened, by the way, you just listened to Plush by Stone Temple Pilots. I forgot to mention that. And I think we just... Today we have some prompts because normally I have a band, but I wanted to do something a little bit different. So we're just going to talk about some interesting things I was thinking about this week. And the first was, so if you ever, everybody with Nickelodeon and Disney, everyone knows that, like, these child stars get brewed and become, like, famous people. You know, like, you're looking at, like, Selena Gomez and Miley Cyrus. Where are the Nickelodeon stars? Like, what happened to them? I can't name a single Nickelodeon star that ever made it big.
Yes. Now, I might disappoint you here. This is pretty embarrassing, but I did not watch a lot of Nickelodeon growing up.
I'll be honest, me neither.
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't an iCarly girl. I always found it kind of dumber than Disney.
Yes, I'm with you there a little. So for me and all the other listeners out there who didn't watch too much Nickelodeon, can you remind us? So the big Nickelodeon shows were like...
iCarly, Victorious. They had Drake and Josh.
Yes, sorry. Okay.
So it was like, it was big on some level. It was big for like... I feel like it was just a younger audience that they appealed to.
Okay.
I don't even know. I didn't watch it. I think they had Johnny Tesh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That just scraped the back of my memory. I can't really think of any more. I wasn't really a Nickelodeon viewer. I knew there was a whole thing with the Schneider dude. There was a whole legal thing with him messing around with some of the younger audience, I didn't even know, some of the younger stars, he had a little bit of issues with that. So that's the only thing I remember from Nickelodeon. But okay. I think there was one too, That's So Raven, I don't know if that was Nickelodeon or Disney Channel, but one of their stars has gone to jail like 8 times.
Interesting.
Like, yeah. And then there was another one from, he was kind of Disney, kind of Nickelodeon. He was in Hannah Montana. He played like the one friend, the one dude friend.
Okay.
Mitchell Musso. Mitchell Musso. I don't know, but he's gone to jail a few times too.
Interesting.
So I guess there's two paths that you can take.
Yeah.
Like there's this Miley Cyrus, and then there's
jail.
Yeah, jail. Like, I guess jail.
Making it bigger, going to jail. Well, I'll never forget when everyone at school was talking about Barney going to jail.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And he said a swear word.
He
said a swear word, and that was so wrong.
Is that
so
why he
wrong.
Went to jail?
I don't think he went
that
to jail.
Can't be enough.
The probably... fact that I haven't heard why he went to jail means it was probably something really bad.
True. Yeah. The eight times, though. Going to jail eight times is an interesting one because...
He went eight times?
Well, you were saying that this other...
Oh, no, I don't think he actually went eight times. Oh, okay. I just know he went a ton. So, like, it was like an every other year thing. Like,
okay.
For his birthday, they'd just be like, see you later, you're going to jail. Like, that was his...
Wow.
He was really going through it for a bit. I wonder where he is now.
I wonder what the record is for, like, most...
Nickelodeon stars that went to jail.
Sure, but, like, also just world record, who's gone to jail the most amount of times? Because it's, like, obviously...
Oh, my gosh, I'm looking that up.
Obviously... You hear about people going to jail for a long time, like serving
right.
three or four life sentences. And then, sure, maybe someone who's gone to jail like twice. But to go like eight times, you'd have to do just so many little crimes. And just be
I'm
so...
literally looking it up right now because I want to know. There's longest prison sentence ever served.
Okay.
But I don't think there's...
What's that one?
Let's take a look. It's Wikipedia, so we don't know how actually... Like, how relevant this is. Okay. So, there's one person... This is... In Australia, it was 70 years.
Okay.
I feel like there's ones that are longer. This is not... Wikipedia is doing me dirty right now on air. It's just not giving me the right info. Most of them are, like, 80 years, 60 years.
It's a long time.
But I feel like if you kill somebody, you can do, like, up to... Like, think about Dahmer. Like, yeah. He probably would have done, like, 150 years.
Probably.
Like, nothing that he would have ever been able to live through.
No.
But there is something so nice about, it's horrible, but I'm a true crime fan. I listen to a lot of true crime and watch a lot of true crime.
Okay.
And when there's some sort of poetic justice when they die in, like, a really terrible way in jail. Like, it's horrible to say.
Yeah.
But you're just like, oh, you deserve that.
Yeah.
No, anyway, on that happy note, I think we're going to head into some music. So I think we're going to start off with Accolades by Lil Jr., Swallowed by Bush, and then Hot by Avril Lavigne. And then we'll be back.
Sounds good.
Sun, feed me up and I'm weary. change and I slip some boil away. Try some. Hey, you said you would love to die some. In the middle of the world on a fish hook, you're the wave, you're the wave, you're the wave. Swallowed, borrowed, heavy by everything but my love. Swallowed.
When no one's around, I wanna
Back with Kitchen Sink. I'm your host Paige, and I'm here with Matt from Road Trip. And you just listened to Accolades by Lil Jr., Swallowed by Bush, and Hot by Avril Lavigne. What was your thoughts? Different than your show?
Different than my show for sure, but I like it.
And gotta love Avril.
Yes.
Gotta love Avril.
Yeah, we were just saying when that song was playing, I really have only ever heard Skater Boy, which I do really like. So I do like Avril, but I might have to start digging deeper.
She's having a moment right now. Like, she's like on tour.
Really?
Yeah, she's back at it.
Wow.
I don't even know how old she is. Like 30? She's killing it.
30. Paige.
Yeah, she's
Avril Lavigne's got to be like a lot older than 30, no?
She got discovered at like 15.
Okay.
So maybe she's like 35, 36.
Should we take guesses?
Yeah, okay. I bet she got discovered in like 2003. She probably was like 15. I don't know. I can't do math. I bet she's like... I bet she's late 30s, 36, 37.
I'm guessing she's like 50.
50?
This might be really wrong.
Okay, I'm actually letting you take that shot because
How
I think I'm going to win that.
Is Avril, damn it, 39.
Yes, yes. See, I was just debating because like in Skater Boy, she's like a child. Like
right.
She's like 15.
Okay. Wow, that is still so young. So good for her going on tour.
Did you watch the All-Star game? Like the
NHL?
Yeah. I've never seen Justin Bieber more happy in my life.
Really?
The smile on his face, like, brought a little warmth to my soul.
Aww.
He was just happy the whole time.
The whole time he was performing or the whole time he was watching or what?
When he was coaching, but he also played in the ice and
he just
had the biggest...
He coached the All-Star game?
Yeah, like, at one of those, like, I don't know, they had different coaches.
Oh.
They had, like, Will Arnett and Michael Bublé.
No way.
And Michael Bublé made that, like, joke that he was on shrooms and... He got no laughs, so we had to, like, retract his his statement that he did that, because everybody was like, oh. Like, no one ate it up. No one thought that was funny.
That's funny. Did you watch Justin Bieber's performance?
No. I'm not a Justin Bieber fan, okay. If you can tell by the show. Right. It's not really where I lean.
Okay.
I mean, 8-year-old me was like so not a believer. And then I went to the movie and I was like, yeah, I'm a believer now.
Same.
Justin Bieber's the best.
I remember watching that movie. I went with my dad and I was like,
with your dad?
I'm so jealous I'm not Justin Bieber.
I mean, there's still time. There's still time. Because Justin Bieber now looks like homeless. So you could take that role.
True.
You could take that True. Role and be Justin Bieber.
And if I don't, like we earlier discovered, I'll be in prison.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what happened.
There's two options for you here.
Really?
Like, there's two routes. You just got to choose whatever one fits you better.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm leaning towards the Justin Bieber side, more over the prison side. You don't really seem like a prison guy to me.
Thank you.
Like, shaved head with some tats. I don't really see that for you.
No.
Not in the near future, at least.
I don't think so.
Would you be part of, like, a gang in prison? Would that be where you'd lean? Or would you be, like, I don't even know what the extra people in prison are called. Free agents of prison?
I think I'd have to be in a gang, or else I'd die.
Yeah, which gang would you lean towards? Like, the working out sort of gang? Or, like, there's the, like, gun violence gangs? I don't know. I don't know anything about prison. I'm just pulling this out of Shameless.
Yeah, this is crazy, because I've never even thought about this, but I guess I would have to be, like, I'd probably just try to be really good and get on parole or something.
Yeah, like good behavior or something.
Yeah, good behavior.
Be really good.
I'd be one of those good prisoners.
Like, no, I am. Yeah, you'd have to I feel like you wouldn't though stir the pot. That's not your vibe.
I'd really try not to.
I don't think anyone tries to in prison. Doesn't matter who you are. You're not stirring the pot in prison.
Oh, come on, Paige. There's got to be some like 8-time serial killers who are stirring stuff up in prison.
I guess. The ones that can make shanks out of toothpicks.
Yeah.
Like, I guess toothpicks are already a shank or a shiv. I mean, out of their toothbrush, maybe?
Yeah,
like a shiv? Like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. This prison conversation has been a lot. It's a lot to think about.
Totally. I'm going to wrap up the prison conversation with this. Have you ever been to the Kingston Penitentiary?
No. Have you?
Apparently they do prison tours. I've never been.
Yeah, I've heard.
And apparently it's super cool.
I want to go, but they're not open all year round. Like, you can only go in the summer, kind of. Yeah, like, I see it, and I wonder what it would have been like when it was happening, when it was functioning. Like, I have friends that were here when it was happening, like, older, like, family friends, and they said it was just, like, a thing. Everyone just knew. There'd be people from the pen out or whatever when they get out, and they'd just be around Kingston.
Hmm.
Where now it's kind of a different vibe than that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It seems kind of cool. I hear the most random stories about people being like, oh, this dude was from the pen and he did this or that.
Yeah.
Or like, and they're always out of pocket. They're always out of pocket. So I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence if I'd want that to happen again or if not.
Yeah.
Would you go on the tour?
Well, I think I'd like to go on the tour to see it.
Learn something?
Yeah.
They do like movie nights and stuff there. It's
really?
Kind of cool.
Huh.
Yeah. I don't know when that starts, but...
Right.
Whatever. Okay, well, on to the prompt I was actually supposed to be talking about. Are we upset that Universal took music off TikTok? Are you a TikToker?
So, this is, I'm 0 for 2 so far on the topics because I'm really not a TikToker.
Right.
So, what just happened?
So, Universal, like, took away all... Because before, TikTok would have songs, right? That's how people
were
like...
That's, like, what TikTok was.
Yeah, like, it's, like, musically for older people and less lame. But
right. Remember Musical.ly?
Yes.
That was the best.
Did you do Musical.ly's?
Totally. With my little sister.
Oh. Like the dances and everything?
Yeah.
That's commitment. I was like anti Musical.ly. The only thing I could get behind was Vine because I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
I just loved watching the quick Vines, funny stuff. Remember when Instagram was 10 seconds for a video?
Yeah.
Way back in the day, it was like you could have 10 seconds. That was it.
But also remember when you only ever saw things that people you actually followed posted?
Yes.
Now I'm like, where are all the people I follow? It's just random stuff.
That's so true. That's so true. Or like you followed a meme account way back in the day and now you're getting weird like Pornhub kind of vibe pictures on it. You're like, what happened to the memes? Like, this isn't funny anymore. Like, I don't know why I'm looking at this, but I don't want to drop the account because once in a while the memes are really good.
Totally.
Like, I feel like that's a lived-in experience. Everybody's doing that.
Absolutely.
It's so sad what Instagram has become.
Yes,
it used to be like you post everything in a barrier white picture.
Yes.
And everyone thought that was like the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
You had the barriers and that made your account look like you were legit.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a time.
Totally.
Bring back old Instagram.
Let's bring it back.
Bring it back. I think we're going to do it. All right. So we're going to do some music because we just talked about Instagram for way too long. We're going to start off with 1981 by Green Day, Clumsy, Our Lady Peace, and then Flower Moon, The Dirty Nil, and Doom's Children. She's gonna bang on.
Of cable TV, and she'll never see the world the same. She is a cold war in my head, and I am East Berlin on the danger side of parts alone. Coffee and cyanide for lovers in disgrace. If this is not a test, we got one foot in the grave. Hey.
jazz you need. A friend as clumsy as you've been. If no one laughing, you will be safe with me. You will be safe with me. My hand, watching you drown, watching you scream, quiet or loud. And maybe you should sleep. And maybe you just need a friend as clumsy as you. Yeah.
We're back with 101.9 FM. This is Kitchen Sink, and you just listened to 1981, Green Day, Clumsy, Our Lady Peace, and Flower Moon, The Dirty Nil, and Doom's Children. So we have a fun prompt for the last little segment here. I was thinking about with my friend awkward things that happen on campus, because we all are on campus all the time, and there's just things that like occur that you're like, I don't want to think about that, but it happens and it's funny. So I have a couple prompts here. The first one is, I'm going to start with waving at somebody who wasn't waving at you. And I think people do that in almost every avenue of life.
Yeah.
And it's the most embarrassing thing in the world, especially if the person catches you waving back at them and they know that they don't know you. So you get that face where they're like, huh?
Yeah.
And then you're just like, oh, I want to.
Totally.
Not make that happen.
I actually, for the first time the other night, it was a Friday night at Trinity.
Okay.
No, sorry, Saturday at Trin. This has never happened to me before. I waved to someone, and the person in front of them thought I was waving at them, like we're talking about. So, okay, that's embarrassing. But then I realized that I knew him as well. So I knew the two people.
It was a double whammy.
And they both thought I was waving at them.
Popular.
But then it was really awkward because I went over there, and then the first person I talked to, the other person was like, oh, you weren't waving me, you were waving the other person. But then
you have to be like, no, no, it was you. Like, you just have to kind of gaslight them a little bit and be like, yeah, no, it was you. That's who I was waving
to. Yeah, but that had never happened to me before.
I've done it. I've been the one that waved and they didn't. I saw someone from my club and they were in headphones. I like waved at them and they looked at me and just didn't wave back. And I was like, I did the like scratch of the like behind the head. I was just like, oh, yeah, that's what I was trying to do. Okay. Another one that I was talking about is speaking in class and you're wrong. Like you say something and the prof's like, not quite that, but yeah, I feel you. And you're just like, damn, why'd I even say it? And especially in the big lectures when you really went for it.
Well, good for you for putting up your hand.
I don't do it often.
I'm usually too scared. But if the prof says that, though, that's not even that bad. Like I've seen profs who, like a lot of profs will just be like, no. That's not right.
You're wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, that would trigger my flight or fight or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I would just leave.
Yeah, I would
fly. After that, I'd be like, I'm never going back to that class. Okay, another one is watch people fall around campus. So people longboard in the fall here. And I was saying that on the treadmill, I've seen people fall on the treadmill. They're just too into the music, trip, slide. Like when you fall on the treadmill, it goes back. You just boom, right off. But then with the longboards, it's really funny because it's always in like that big intersection on University and I think it's Union.
Yeah.
And when they fall there, I saw somebody fall on their longboard and he just picked it up and kept walking. Oh. Like he didn't even know how to, he didn't know how to save that. He's like, I don't even, and then ice, obviously with winter.
Yeah.
You see people fall and they do that little slide. Thoughts?
Well.
Have we seen someone fall?
This is embarrassing because I fell on the ice in December. I was biking. I had no business biking because it was icy out and snowy out, and I decided
to bike. Yeah, why were you biking?
It saves time. Whenever I'm late, I'll jump on the bike.
True.
But it was icy that day and snowing, and I fell, and everyone was...
Okay, but was it a fall where you grab somebody, that like you grab onto them to try to like save yourself, or did you were just like,
no, because I was on my bike.
Oh.
Yeah.
Off the front, off the back, off the side?
It was like kind of off the side, and then I slid because it was icy.
Ow.
Yeah, it was not good.
Road burn?
Kind of. It was on the ice, I guess, so.
Like ice burn. I don't know. I've never fallen on a bike. I've fallen on a bike in sand.
You were riding on the sand?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Yeah, I was just like riding through, like doing a little bit of like a hill.
What do you mean? I was just like riding through?
I was riding through like a trail or something.
Oh, I see.
And there was like a piece where there was sand, and I just like went like twisting, and then I just flew off the front. And it was just like, it's one of those moments where you're like, I'm just going to get up and pretend it didn't happen, but everyone saw it. So you just kind of like die a little bit inside. You're just like, okay, that's the way it goes. Okay. And the last one for the awkwardness of things on campus. So chatting with someone that you met briefly and they know you, but you don't really know them and you're not placing them.
Yeah.
It's such a hard, I don't know, what's your thoughts? It's a hard like situation to be, especially if it was like a first year person that you met. When you met them in first year, you're like, I guess at the time you were obsessed.
Yes.
But then you're like, ooh, I don't really know you anymore, kind of through something.
Totally. And on top of that, it's also always awkward when, like, if you meet someone on the weekend and you're drunk and they're drunk.
Yes.
This happens to me sometimes. These people, like, because obviously some people when they're drunk are maybe a little more fun, a little more like obviously uninhibited, but you know, like dancing.
Yeah.
And then I, you know, first impressions last. So now all of a sudden, let's say I met you and you're just dancing away.
Yeah.
And then I see you the next day and you're not dancing. You're just normal. It's like, oh.
Oh, you're normal. I don't like that.
I thought you were like the crazy dancer.
No, that's like, that's real. I totally get what you're saying there.
So that always kind of makes me sad. But
so it's so sad. The episode went really fast. I'm kind of upset. It was like, this one was really quick, but I don't know. That's, what can you do? Anything to say to the Kitchen Sink listeners about Road Trip before we head out?
Not about Road Trip, but I just want to thank the Kitchen Sink listeners for having me on tonight. And thank you, Paige. I had a lot of fun. I really like this show. You kind of introduced me to rock, so I'm going to get a bit more into that. I'm going to keep listening to the show.
Everyone listen to Road Trip. It's going to be rock. It's going to be rock from now on.
Yeah, seriously. And yeah, go Kitchen Sink. I'm a big fan now.
Okay, yay. I appreciate that. Thank you guys for listening. So I think we're going to end the night off with some Lonely's Night, Billy Squire, and then we're going to do Love in the Elevator and Photograph, Nickelback. Sweet.
When you find yourself alone, your demons come to light, and your mind is not your own. Lonely is the night when there's no one left to call. You feel the time is right. Say the writing's on the wall. It's time you got to win. Lonely, lonely, lonely. Your spirit's sinking down. You find you're not the only stranger in this town. Red lights, green lights, stop and go jive. Headlines, deadlines, jamming your mind. You've been stealing shots from the side. The man is on the prowl, get the dynamite, the boys are set to prowl. Lonely is the night, when you hear the voices call. Are you ready for a fight? Do you wanna take it all? Slow down, show down, waiting online. Show time, no time, changing your mind.
loving in that lavita, living it up when I'm going down.
At the Maltby Center, we believe in inclusion, acceptance, a life without barriers. That's our vision for the autism services we provide and for the children and youth we serve. We're here to help your child on their autism journey with expertise, advice, and understanding. One-on-one or group services, parent coaching, mental health supports, and more. Visit us at maltbycenter.ca.
Do you have a community-based project that needs funding? The Lavana Gender Advocacy Center can help. Lavana is an anti-oppressive, radical collective of student activists that